The idea of defunding Planned Parenthood, that is, defunding federal tax dollars, our hard-earned money going to Washington, D.C., to actually go into the coffers of Planned Parenthood, that's been in the news of late. And in fact, the president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, has actually testified, presumably under oath before the Congress, that only 3% of the budget of Planned Parenthood actually goes to abortion services. We're going to talk about that today and actually show how it's really not accurate. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and our guest right now is Eric Scheidler of the Pro-Life Action League. Eric, so good to have you on again. Thank you for joining us.
I'm so glad to be here on this very important subject.
Okay, so let's start with an overview statement. Is that 3% statement accurate? Am I quoting her right?
The 3% myth, we call it, is completely inaccurate. If you look at Planned Parenthood services in the strictest possible way, you can cook the numbers to come up with that 3% figure. But in fact, abortion is far more significant at Planned Parenthood than that would suggest. What Planned Parenthood does, they add up all the services they provide throughout the entire year and bundle them up together, and then they look at the number of abortions they did compared to that, and they come up with this figure of 3%. But here's the thing. If a woman goes to Planned Parenthood for an abortion, she's going to also be receiving some kind of a counseling. She'll have a conversation with somebody. The counseling, we know there is very biased towards abortion. It's kind of illegitimate counseling, but they will check off that checkbox for counseling. She will get an ultrasound. She gets an ultrasound so that Planned Parenthood will know how much to charge her for the abortion, because they charge on the age of the child that they're killing. So she'll get an ultrasound. That's another checkbox of services. She will get some contraceptives when she leaves. Maybe she'll get some pain medication. Maybe she will get some anesthetic. Every single one of those things is going to be counted as a separate service. So even when a woman goes to Planned Parenthood specifically to get an abortion that day, mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood will be saying that the abortion was one out of 5 or 6 or 10 different services that they provided. So it was only, say, 10% of what she came for. That woman knows that she went there for an abortion that day. That's why she went there, and that's what she's going to remember for the rest of her life. It's as if a company like, a car dealership were to say that when you go there for a car, but you also get a cup of coffee, maybe in a donut, and maybe you have something from the vending machine, say a package of M&Ms, and there's 25 M&Ms in the package, that add up all those different little items, and they're not really a car dealership at all, are they? They're in fact a candy company, because most of what they sell are individual M&Ms, not individual Cadillacs. It's that kind of accounting that leads them to be able to claim that abortion is only 3% of the services they provide.
Rich Lowry of the National Review was actually quoted in a Washington Post article dealing with this whole idea of 3%. And by the way, they said that it was a mythical number. And anyway, Lowry gave this analogy, which is similar to your car dealership analogy. Listen to this. The sponsors of the New York City Marathon could count each small cup of water they hand out, some 2 million cups, compared with 45,000 runners, and say they are mainly in the hydration business. So it's the same kind of idea. In other words, they're kind of playing fast and loose with the facts.
Yeah, that's a really great analogy. And another one that helps to illuminate how important abortion really is to Planned Parenthood and how they're trying to deny that. But, you know, just the other day, Cecile Richards, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, came out with a statement on Twitter in response to President Trump's offer to continue their federal funding if only they will stop doing abortions. She responded by saying Planned Parenthood is proud to provide abortions. She said it's as important a work as birth control and cancer screening. So they really went off message all of a sudden, suddenly talking about how important abortion is to them. And so I was grateful to see that they kind of slipped up that way, and really excited to see the Washington Post talking about this. And I hope this will lead us to finally being able to debunk this myth in the minds of Americans, because they continue persistently to try to minimize their role in abortion when, in fact, they are the nation's largest abortion provider.
Yeah, here's an article, again, from the National Review. This is from Alexandra DeSantis. Richards claimed that if Planned Parenthood lost its government funding, millions of American women would have nowhere else to go for health care. That falsehood is tangled up with another common tall tale that Planned Parenthood provides very few abortions and largely focuses on a vast array of other necessary services. We're really proud at Planned Parenthood to provide women all their reproductive health care, and we always will, Richards said. And later, she said, this is an issue of access to health care, of a wide swath of health care, and for many folks, we're their only health care. Your thoughts?
God help someone whose only health care is Planned Parenthood, because if you have a serious virus, a flu or a stomach flu, Planned Parenthood can't help you. If you have cancer, Planned Parenthood can help you. They do cancer screening, but they do not do cancer treatment. You know, what if you've got a broken limb? What if you have depression or back problems? Some of the most common issues that American families, including women, struggle with, you can't get any help from Planned Parenthood. If Planned Parenthood really is the only health care that some Americans have, why are they concentrating so heavily on these very narrow sort of issues focused around sexuality, like sexually transmitted disease testing, not so much treatment, but screening, and the cancer screenings that they do, and the pap tests, and of course, a big part of their business is birth control. Do they really think the only health care that women and families need is birth control and STD testing? What about all these other things? Shame on Planned Parenthood for not providing any of those other necessary services.
Yeah, it's almost as if the treatment is only for those who are going to be, you know, like, you know, protagonists on Sex and the City or something. I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
Morally loose.
They're really enabling a massive population of sexually irresponsible people with their sexual education programs, with their contraceptives, with their injectables, with their STD testing. Normal Americans who have a whole host of health care needs get no help from Planned Parenthood.
All right. Now, that Washington Post article that I mentioned, and by the way, it was from the summer of 2015, and they had a chart in the chart, and they said Planned Parenthood claims this. They said they claim that 42% of their budget is on STD testing and treatment, so sexually transmitted diseases, 34% contraceptives, 11% other women's health services, 9% cancer screening prevention, 3% abortions, and then 1% other. And yet the Washington Post even quotes Slate, which is a very liberal news outlet. They quote Slate's Rachel Larimore, who says the 3% statistic is the most meaningless abortion statement or statistic ever.
It's wonderful when we have organizations like Slate or the Washington Post revealing this stuff, because when we say it as pro-lifers, people question us. But when the other side, when a liberal organization like Slate or Washington Post says it, people pay attention, and it's really helpful to be able to point to those kinds of sources. But even in that chart, 42% is STD testing and treatment. Well, what percentage of that is the actual treatment? They do very little actual STD treatment. It's the testing that they focus on, but then they bundle those things together as if curing people from disease is really what they're doing with that big 42%. In fact, most of that is simply doing tests, and then they're farmed out somewhere else for that treatment.
Could you ever picture Planned Parenthood apart from abortion?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, back in the 90s, there was a move by some of the top people at Planned Parenthood to get out of this focus on abortion and become a full-service healthcare system. They knew that, this was during the Clinton years, they knew that there was this healthcare plan that Hillary Clinton was working on, and that this might be an opportunity for them to become a kind of HMO and focus on a broad range of healthcare services. After all, their name Planned Parenthood would seem to lend itself to this kind of family healthcare service provider.
Oh,
they presented this to their affiliates, to the leaders around the country that run their organizations and their clinics, and they went out of their minds objecting to this. They said, our focus has to be on abortion. So back in the 90s, Planned Parenthood made a conscious decision to focus on abortion rather than offer more comprehensive health care. So they had the opportunity back then and rejected it. And here we are today seeing Planned Parenthood on the verge of losing their federal funding, which indeed they should, because American women and families are not well served by Planned Parenthood, would be far better served by the federally qualified health centers that are out there offering a truly comprehensive range of services.
Huh. Okay, so circling back to the 3% statistic, how is it that they can get away with this and just keep saying it over and over and over?
Well, it's one of the many myths about abortion that's out there. You know, we even hear from people who insist that Planned Parenthood doesn't do any abortion because they've just got that in their heads. Another false statistic that they like to claim is that one out of three women has had an abortion. That's not true at all. Back in the late 90s, it was possibly true that one out of three women would eventually get an abortion, but the population has grown and abortion rates have gone down, and that's no longer true. It's closer to maybe one out of four or one out of five in her lifetime. That's, of course, in a whole lifetime. And yet Planned Parenthood and their surrogates around the country continually claim that right now, out of every three women walking around, one of them has had an abortion, and that is simply not true. But you repeat a lie often enough, and people start to believe it and start to repeat it back to you.
Well, okay, no, wait. Can I ask you this, though? Statistically, we know that there are some women who've had repeat abortions. Are they factored into that statistic, that alleged statistic of one out of three?
That's a really good point. The repeat abortions have actually increased over the years. So that's another reason why that statistic about how many women have had abortions or will have abortions is really misleading.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You were going to say something else. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, to understand Planned Parenthood's role in abortion, you really have to look at other things. They are desperate to make it seem like abortion is just a tiny part of what they do. And that's why they focus on that 3%. So it's on us. As pro-life people, people who have a heart for unborn children and for the suffering and misery that goes along with abortion when women and their husbands or boyfriends choose that, we have to present the truth. And one of the most startling statistics to me is that 34% of all the abortions done in the United States in any given year are done by Planned Parenthood. Compare that to less than 2% of manual breast exams, less than 1% of pap tests, and less than 0.2% of prenatal visits.
You mean throughout the country, of any kind of organization?
In a given year, that's okay. Right. In a given year, of all the pap tests that are done, this routine test that women need, only 1% of those pap tests are done by Planned Parenthood. 34% of all the abortions in a year are done by Planned Parenthood. One out of eight women visiting Planned Parenthood in a given year will get an abortion. They make $191 million from abortion every year. That's three-fifths of the income that they get at their clinics for the services that they charge for. So those kinds of figures show a much clearer picture of how large a role abortion plays in Planned Parenthood's business model.
Wait a minute. Three-fifths of the revenue to Planned Parenthood is from abortion services. That's not 3%.
That's their clinic income. They also, this is the money that they take in for services that they do at their facilities. Now, a lot of them, the services they do are reimbursed by the federal government, so that wouldn't be part of clinic income. They have other sources of income as well, like donations. But money that comes into Planned Parenthood from their 650 clinics around the country, three-fifths of those dollars are for abortion, not for STD testing, not for birth control, not for any of those other things.
And that's coming from the patient or coming from the government?
Right. That's coming from the patients. That's money that patients pay when they walk through the doors of Planned Parenthood. Three-fifths of those dollars are for abortion.
And did they then, Planned Parenthood, then turn around and ask the federal government to give them money to reimburse them for services related to these abortions?
In most cases, they are not able to get reimbursed for abortion. In the states like California, where the state will pay for abortion for Medicaid recipients, or for very rare cases of rape or incest, some of those cases that are allowed under the federal Hyde Amendment that prohibits federal funding of nearly all abortion, they can get reimbursed for those things. But that's a different part of the picture. That wouldn't be part of the clinic income.
Okay. What else do we need to understand the deception of this 3% statistic?
Well, another important fact to know is that four out of five women will never walk through the doors of a Planned Parenthood. And most of their facilities are actually in major metropolitan areas. They focus on areas where they know there's going to be a lot of business. If Planned Parenthood has a facility that's not bringing in the money one way or another, whether through government reimbursements or through, charging clients for abortions and such, they're going to shut that facility down. It's not as if Planned Parenthood is going out into remote rural areas and running these health centers at a loss. That's simply not the case. Planned Parenthood demands that their facilities make money. Another thing you've got to understand about Planned Parenthood is that they heavily market abortion. No matter where you stand on the issue of abortion or whether that should be a legal choice, very few people are comfortable with the kind of aggressive abortion marketing that Planned Parenthood does. They set quotas for abortion for their clinic managers. We know this from people who have left the abortion industry.
Yeah. Abby Johnson.
They will throw a pizza party or give paid time off to people who hit their abortion quota numbers at their different facilities around the country. So this kind of aggressive abortion marketing is another piece of evidence that abortion is really what Planned Parenthood is about. The abortion corporation, that's who Planned Parenthood are.
Right, and so this 3% statistic is just a total fabrication. All right, thank you so much. We've been talking with Eric Scheidler on Vocal Point. His website is prolifeaction.org. Thank you, Eric. God bless you and all the best.
God bless you and all your listeners.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.